It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a Chicago police officer is recovering after being stabbed during an arrest last night. This was in Grand Crossing on the south side. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
The officer was trying to arrest a man who had stabbed a man he knew near 75th and Dante. That's according to Chicago police, who say the 57-year-old victim flagged down officers at around 11 o'clock last night. The injured officer was taken to the hospital in good condition with a cut to the arm. The victim was in fair condition with a cut to his left forearm. Police say they tased the suspect and arrested him. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police says the family of an officer who was shot to death in the line of duty last week does not want the governor or mayor at his funeral.
John Catanzara said there should not be a repeat of what happened earlier this year when the family of Officer Luis Huesca said they did not want the mayor or the governor at his funeral. The mayor waited until the last minute to honor their wishes.
Well, here we are again with another fallen hero, another funeral, and another family who has been very clear they do not want the governor or the mayor to attend. Thank you, Governor Pritzker, for acknowledging and respecting the family's wishes. Shame on you, Mayor Johnson, for not either publicly acknowledging it or calling the family directly, extending your condolences and telling them you will honor their wishes and not attend the wake or the funeral. That is their wishes.
Catanzara said in a video he's just the messenger. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We've asked the mayor's office for comment.
The man charged with shooting two co-workers to death at Navy Pier last week, scheduled to be in court today. 36-year-old Raylon East is charged with first-degree murder and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. He allegedly returned to the pier after being fired the week before. Prosecutors allege East confronted two former co-workers and shot them both in the head. If convicted, he could face life in prison.
The Chicago Bears are reportedly reconsidering a new site for a stadium. Crane's Chicago Business says it involves the 49-acre site at 31st and Cottage Grove that formerly housed Michael Reese Hospital. Crane says the stadium would be part of a larger development that includes residential housing, a hotel and entertainment venues. The Bears declined to comment on the report.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A college on the Near West Side set to break down on a campus in expansion in Austin this week. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the Anchor Desk with the details.
Cisco My City Colleges is breaking ground on an expansion of the West Campus for Malcolm X College Thursday. Located at the former West Side Learning Center, it's the second of a three-phase expansion plan for the campus that mostly serves nursing students. Now, the $17.5 million project will house the new Community Center for Training and Learning that will include additional recreational and meeting spaces for students and serve as an event space. City Colleges says the project will allow more people to access the City Colleges of Chicago education so they can reach their academic and career goals. Live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A kayaker who was reported missing in Wisconsin is now believed to have faked his disappearance.
It started with a kayaking trip, or at least that's what Green Lake, Wisconsin police report that they were led to believe. 45-year-old father of three, Ryan Borgwart, was reported missing in August, soon after that trip, leading to a 54-day search. His kayak and belongings were found, but no body. New evidence reveals Borgwart had a second passport, used shortly after his disappearance, and had moved funds, taken out a life insurance policy, and communicated with a woman from Uzbekistan. Authorities now believe he may be in Europe. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A car fell from a parking garage at the Harlem Irving Plaza in Norridge yesterday.
Norwood Park firefighters say an elderly woman drove through the guardrail and over the edge of the parking garage, flipping her car in the process. She was trapped upside down with her seatbelt holding her in place while it took first responders 30 minutes to get her out. Fire officials say the woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a hospital where she is expected to be okay. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A cold case in Wisconsin is more than 60 years old. The cops say it's now been solved.
It began in October of 1959 when a human skeleton believed to belong to a child between the ages of 6 and 8 was discovered in a tunnel about 20 miles north of Milwaukee. At the same time, Chicago police were investigating the disappearance of 7-year-old Marku Utila, who had been adopted by a couple that moved to the city from Wisconsin. CBS News Chicago reports in 1966, Hilya Utila admitted to beating the boy to death, but with no sufficient evidence, no charges were ever filed. Hilya and her husband died in 1988, and now DNA testing has confirmed the remains found in Wisconsin were Marku Utila. Investigators say significant neglect and rib injuries likely contributed to the boy's death. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Sports sponsored by Green Tea Services. Here's Josh Liss.
Yeah, Bears fans have been waiting for this. They'd rather Shane Waldron worked out as offensive coordinator, but according to a prominent report from NFL Network, Waldron is out, fired as Bears offensive coordinator. Thomas Brown, according to reports, is expected to take over. Brown, a former NFL running back, is interviewed for other jobs around the league. He's the passing game coordinator, Brown. He was Carolina's offensive coordinator last year when the Panthers scored 30 points in a 3-point loss at Green Bay. That just happens to be this week's Bears opponent. But with Waldron reportedly out, Brown takes over the play calling duties. The Bears have sunk to 30th in the NFL in total yards per game, 24th in rushing, 30th in passing. On this 3-game losing streak, they've gone 2 straight games without an offensive touchdown. It goes back since before the Fail Mary loss in Washington. A disjointed Bears offense is reportedly costing Shane Waldron his job, according to NFL Network. He is out. And the Bears will return to practice for the Packers tomorrow. The Bulls and Zach LaVine land a few punches in the third quarter, take a 9-point lead, but blow it in the fourth. LaVine loses his grip on Donovan Mitchell, who goes for 36 points. LaVine's 26, not enough. The Cavs get the best of the Bulls, 119-113. And the Bulls slip to 4-7, face the Knicks at the Garden tomorrow night. Jeremy Roenick is a Hockey Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star with over 500 career goals, played the first 8 of his 20 seasons with the Blackhawks. Off day for the Hawks, who go to Seattle Thursday. Former Notre Dame football coach Jerry Faust is dead at age 89. Tyler Marsh says hello as the new head coach of the Sky at a news conference later today. And once again, developing story, National Report says Shane Waldron is out as Bears offensive coordinator. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Latino community leaders in Illinois asking the governor to pardon and return more deported military veterans to the U.S.
A letter now sent to Governor Pritzker, signed by a League of United Latin American Citizens leadership, asks that he pardon 5 green card or permanent resident military veterans from Illinois who've been deported for minor nonviolent crimes, and with some urgency, considering the campaign promises of President-elect Donald Trump, says LULAC Midwest VP Emma Lozano.
I think we could say we're terrified. Everybody says you're patriotic. I'm a Christian pastor, so I have to believe in the humanity that exists in everyone. But sometimes it's very challenging to do so when you hear what President Trump has said on other issues that are in regards to immigration and has acted out in a way that frightens us.
Lozano has the backing of U.S. Representatives Delia Ramirez and Chuy Garcia, along with other local electeds, in not only addressing this issue for veterans from Illinois, but nationwide while President Biden remains in office. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A member of the Cook County Board of Review is facing DUI charges.
Chicago police say Commissioner Samantha Steele was arrested shortly before 9 o'clock Sunday night for drunken driving near Winnemac and Ashland in Uptown. The 45-year-old Evanston resident was elected to the Board of Review that handles property tax appeals 2 years ago. The Sun-Times reports officers saw two damaged cars and an open bottle of red wine in Steele's vehicle. She was arrested and taken to the hospital after complaining of head pain. Last month, the county's inspector general recommended Steele take ethics training after leaking details of an appeal for a possible Bears Stadium property in Arlington Heights. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The investigation continues into a deadly shooting at a junior high basketball tournament in Country Club Hills over the weekend. It happened around 1:30 Saturday afternoon in the parking lot of Hillcrest High School after an apparent argument involving parents. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office identified the victim as 41-year-old Shamari Siller of Chicago. Police have released surveillance images of a black Infiniti. They believe the gunman and three other men wearing hoodies and masks were riding in it as they drove away.
We're learning more about the makeup of the incoming presidential administration. CBS's Naomi Ruckham has the latest.
Two sources tell CBS News that President-elect Donald Trump is expected to tap two Florida lawmakers for key cabinet positions. Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State and Congressman Mike Waltz for National Security Advisor.
Should Waltz be chosen, his seat in the U.S. House would be vacant until a special election can be called.
Violence in a Caribbean island nation is now impacting travel.
Haiti's international airport has been shut down after gangs opened fire at a commercial flight, prompting some airlines to temporarily suspend operations as the country swore in a new interim prime minister who promised to restore peace. The Spirit Airlines flight, headed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Port-au-Prince, was just hundreds of feet from landing at Haiti's capital when gangs shot at the plane, striking a flight attendant who suffered minor injuries, according to the airline. The flight was diverted and landed in the Dominican Republic. Photos and videos obtained by the AP show bullet holes dotting the interior of the plane. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.